wounded by the master of deceit. Groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. But then I see you standing near me, shining with compassion in your eyes. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
All right, people of God, this is our consular prayer for the month of May. We're going to go before the throne of God in intercessory prayer on behalf of the nation and behalf of the kingdom of God in the nation. Our first item, but first let me share a scripture with you. James chapter 4. Verse 2, ye lust and have not, you kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you have not because you ask not. Because you ask not. Let us not be guilty of not asking. Our first item, we're going to pray, asking God to bring glory, honor, and praise to himself through a renewed, revived, anointed people of God. Got it? We're going to pray, asking God to bring glory, honor, and praise to himself through a renewed, revived, anointed people of God. Let's pray that now. Our Father and our God, Heavenly Father, we come before your throne as your children. We come as believer priests. We come as ambassadors for Christ. We come as soldiers of the cross. And we come into your presence asking you, our Heavenly Father, to bring spiritual renewal, spiritual restoration, and spiritual revival to the people of God, not only in this nation, but in the nations of the world. Father, we're asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit in the church, the blood-bought, blood-washed people of God in the nations of the world. Father, we have sunk so low in so many areas, and we have forfeited so many of your blessings through our disobedience, through our disregard for your word, for having watered down your word, for having compromised your word, and for having disobeyed your word. And Father, we deserve what we're getting, but we're asking you to bring glory, honor, and praise to yourself, Father, to yourself, not to any man, not to any political party, not to any denomination. No, we're asking you, Father God, to bring glory, honor, and praise to yourself through a renewed, revived, anointed people of God. Father, we desperately need a move of God, not only in this nation, but in the nations of the world. We understand the satanic agenda. We understand the one world order. We understand the steps of implementation. So we're asking you now, Father God, we're asking you to bring glory, honor, and praise to yourself through a renewed, revived, anointed people of God. And we'll give you all the glory, honor, and praise. And we thank you, Father. Our second item. We're going to pray asking God to frustrate the worldwide satanic agenda. People of God, listen to me. Get into the Word of God. Understand what the Word of God says must happen. It is going to happen because the Word of God declares it. So, we're going to stand against it now. In our generation, in my generation, your generation, we're going to stand against it. So we're going to pray, asking God to frustrate the worldwide satanic agenda. We want him to do this for a season. We understand eschatology. We understand the end times. But we're asking God to frustrate, slow things down. We're asking God to frustrate the worldwide satanic agenda. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, Father God, we've read the last chapter. We win. You won at the cross, Jesus. You conquered death. You conquered sin. You conquered hell. You conquered everything Satan had to offer. So we know that we're on a winning team. We know that we are more than conquerors. So we come before your throne, Father God, asking you to frustrate the worldwide satanic agenda. Father, we've looked into your word. We've seen your word. And we realize that your word is true. So we're asking you in the holy and precious name of Jesus to frustrate the worldwide satanic agenda. Father, we have denominational spins on scripture. Then we have preferences by individuals. We have preferences by denominations. But the prophetic word of God remains true. The prophetic word of God remains true. So we're asking you, Father, to give us a move of your Holy Spirit in the nations of the world, frustrating the worldwide satanic agenda at every level of life in every nation in the world, because we are aware that Satan is at work at every level of life in every nation of the world. And this nation is no exception. So we come before your throne in the holy and precious and mighty and powerful name of Jesus, asking you, Father God, to frustrate the worldwide satanic agenda, the complete entire satanic worldwide agenda. We're asking you to breathe frustration, confusion, and failure on it for a season. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, thank you, Lord. Please do it. Now we're going to pray, asking God to penetrate the apathy and deception of the church worldwide. God has a worldwide church. It's not as large as we'd like to think it is, but it's not as small as we might think it to be. But he has a people in every tribe, every tongue, every nation, in every race. He has a people. So we're going to pray, asking God to penetrate the apathy and the deception of the church worldwide, because once that happens and they understand the signs of the times and become sensitive to the signs of the times, they will give themselves to repentance and prayer. So we're going to pray, asking God to penetrate the apathy and deception of the church worldwide. Let's pray that right now. Lord Jesus, in the days of your incarnation, you rebuked the people because they could look at the sky in the morning, sky in the evening, and get some idea of what the weather was going to do that day. But they could not understand and discern the signs of the times in which they were living. And Father, I fear that much of the church is there today. I fear that much of the church does not understand the signs of the times in which we're living. Father, we fear there's a lack of sensitivity. Heavenly Father, we know that there is an insensitivity to the condition of the world today, worldwide, and what is slowly but surely being put into play. So we're praying, Father, asking you to penetrate the apathy and the deception of the church worldwide. It's not just a church in the United States of America problem, Lord. It is a problem with the church worldwide. And so we're asking you to set in motion that which will bring your people to a better understanding and a clearer knowledge of the signs of the times in which we are living and what the prophetic word of God says about the end times and the last times and what has to occur before that time occurs and how the people of God will be treated in that time and during that time. So, Father, we're asking you to penetrate the apathy of the people of God worldwide, Father God. We're asking you to move through the power of your Holy Spirit in the hearts and minds of your people, the remnant, wherever they may be. We ask you to move, penetrating the apathy and the deception of the church worldwide, and we'll give you the glory and the honor and the thanksgiving for having done that. Thank you, Lord. All right, our fourth item. We're going to pray, asking God to save those in positions of religious leadership who themselves are not saved. Folks, the world is full of it. The world is full of it. We have people filling positions of religious leadership in religions of the world, and they themselves are not saved. So we're going to pray, asking God to save those in positions of religious leadership who are not saved. We've seen it happen in this nation. We've seen men come out of the pulpit admitting they just really got to know Jesus, that they came into the pulpit unsaved. Folks, around the world, we've got people in positions of religious leadership who are not saved. So we're going to pray, asking God that in that group there's got to be some elect. There's got to be some elect. So we're going to pray, asking God to save those in positions of religious leadership who are not saved. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, we continue coming before your throne on behalf of the kingdom of God. And at this time, we are asking you, Heavenly Father, to save those in positions of religious leadership who themselves are not saved. Father, we recall that one among the 12, Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, commissioned, anointed, a traitor nonetheless. So, Father, we're asking you to move through the religious leadership of the nation. How many, Father God? We don't know. We have no idea how many there are and how many expressions of religion they are who themselves are without Christ. And yet they're trying to make disciples. Or they're teaching religion. They're teaching somebody's word. But Father, we're asking you, in the holy and precious name of Jesus, to move in those and save those in positions of religious leadership who themselves are not saved. How many, once again, how many, in how many expressions of religion, in how many different positions? The word tells us, if the blind leads the blind, they will both fall into the ditch. Father, we need a move of your Holy Spirit. We have whole systems of religion. Lord, we realize that. We have whole systems of religion that are led by those who themselves do not know Christ. They are not born again. They may be somewhat religious and involved in religious activity, but they are not born again. So we're asking you, Father, to save those in position of religious leadership who are not saved. We're asking you to do that in the precious name of Jesus, and we thank you, Father, for this time together. All right, now we're going to pray. We're going to pray now, asking God to give us a majority in positions of leadership at all levels of life in the nation of those who are born again. Understand the depth of what we're praying. Understand the magnitude of what we're praying, starting in the White House, all the way down to the lowest position in the smallest village in the nation. We're going to pray, asking God to give us a majority in position of leadership at all levels of life in the nation of those who are born again. Satan has his agents at every level of life in the nation. Satan has his agents at every level of life in the leadership of the nation, whether it's in the community or the nation. So we're going to pray, asking God to give us a majority in positions of leadership at all levels of life in the nation of those who are born again. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, we continue coming before your throne on behalf of this nation and the kingdom of God in this nation. And at this time, Father God, we're asking you to give us a majority in positions of leadership at all levels of life in the nation of those who are born again. Father, we understand that in the nations of the world, we have godly agents, we have satanic agents. And what is true in the nations of the world is true in this nation. And Father, we're going to ask you to stir the hearts of some who are not even yet in office to go for office. Some of the, Father, stir the hearts. Stir the hearts of some of those who are the most unlikely people in the world to seek public office. Stir the hearts of those that you know would be true to you, true to the Word of God. They're not even considering running for office. But, Father, stir their hearts. Some of them are the most unlikely candidates in the natural, but you can qualify them. You know who they are. You know where they are. And you know how to move in their hearts. So, Father God, we're asking you to give us a majority in positions of leadership at every level. At every level of life in the nation, from the smallest village to the White House, give us those in positions of leadership at all levels of life in the nation of those who are born again. We'll be faithful to you, be true to the Word of God, will not compromise, will not back down, will not back off, but will stand strong, strong in the Lord and the power of your might. So, Father, we're asking you to give us that kind of leadership in the nation. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. All right. Now we come to that point in time when we pray for you. We pray for you, your concerns, your burdens, and your problems. So while the music is playing, get quiet. Get still before the Lord. What is your heart? What is your desire? What is it that you need? What and where is it you want to see God move? In these moments, take the time to express your heart to Him. Don't be ashamed to express your heart. Express your heart's desire to your Heavenly Father, whatever it may be, on behalf of someone else, on behalf of a condition in your life, physical or otherwise. Take it before the throne of God now. Take it before the throne of God and present it to Him as a prayer request. And I'll be along in a moment, and we'll pray together. Do it now. Express your heart to the Lord. Express your desires to the Lord. Express your needs to the Lord. There's nothing He can't do. There's nothing He can't handle. Express your heart. Express your desires. We'll pray together in a moment. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Is anything too hard for the Lord? I think not. I think not. Pray. Pray big things. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Take your burden to the cross. Take it to Jesus. Righteous Heavenly Father, Heavenly, Heavenly Father, Father God, we come before Your throne on behalf of these now who have presented their prayer requests, Lord. Father, there are needs out there. There are those that need a touch from You, spiritually, emotionally, physically. There are marriages, Father God, that need Your touch. There are needs that only You can meet. And I'm going to ask You at this moment in time, Lord Jesus, to touch those who are suffering physically. I'm going to ask You to touch them. Let faith arise. Let faith arise. By Your stripes, we are healed. By Your stripes, we are healed. And I'm going to ask You to let faith arise, whether it's for another job, a financial condition, a marital condition, a relational problem, whatever it may be. They have told You what it is. They have presented the problem to You. And now, Father God, we're asking You. We're asking You to become involved in that situation, in that problem that they have brought before You. Because, Father, there's so much out there. Only You can solve it. You are the only one that can bring relief. You're the only one that can bring the answer. You're the only one that can bring relief. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I bless every individual involved in this consular prayer. I bless them in the marriage. I bless them in their homes. I bless them in their finances. I bless them in their bodies. I bless them in every expression of life that they're involved in. I'm asking you, Father God, to heal the wounds and the bruises in the spirit. I'm asking you to heal the wounds and bruises suffered in childhood that is still causing them problems. Jesus, we need your touch. We need your touch. And we're asking you for it. So, Father, we present all of these prayers to you. The prayers they have prayed, my intercessory prayer, we present it all to you for your kind consideration. And we're asking you, our Heavenly Father, in the holy and precious name of Jesus, consider favorably all of these prayer requests that have been placed before you in this consular prayer, and we'll give you all the glory, honor, and praise for the answer. And in Jesus' name we pray and ask it. And all of God's people said, amen and amen. Thank you so much for being a part of this consular prayer. Till we have a chance to get together and do it again. Be blessed.